18th pack of Kelim, third mission, Hashida, Vateva, Vamigdol, Shenitla, Echad Miraglehim. You have a type of chest, and it had legs on the bottom, and one of them was removed, so cannot stand up properly. Even though you could fill it up somehow, while it's tilted, it's still tahar. Shein mekabel kedalkum, it can't be filled up in its normal fashion. Rabbi Yosi mitame. Rabbi Yosi says it is mitame. Yeah. Why? Because the mice, it doesn't have a hole in it, and it can't be used to a certain degree. Yeah, that's the pshat of Menri Shoinim. Rambam has another pshat in this Mishnah. Naklite amite are on top of the bed. They had a canopy, so they have two poles coming up from the bed, and they drape something over those two poles. The choma v'chofui, choma is underneath the bed. They put a piece of wood to protect it on the bottom from the legs of the bed from rotting, from moisture on the floor. And a chofa is some type of covering which they cover over the bed. These are not makabel tuma because they're not part of the bed itself and they're not used for sitting on or laying down on. Ein tome elomita, the only part of the bed which is tome is the bed itself. A malbin is the it's also something that was put underneath the legs according to one of the pshatim, but it was something that was permanently part of the bed. It wasn't something that would just be temporarily put there. Yeah, and that's the way the Rav explains it. Malbin ibn Levi Torim, but this thing on the bottom of the legs of the bed, which was of Bnei Levi, which was removable, it wouldn't remain with the bed, is tar because it's not considered part of the bed.